Hello, and thank you for listening to Mental Health Insights, where we make improving your mental health simple. Our episode today is going to be a solo episode with your host, me, Craig Faust, with Life Care Counseling. And this is a probably more familiar topic with me than anything that we've ever talked about. So if you've been listening to this a while, you know that I like to talk about many, many different things, mental health, and I like to talk to different therapists in the area about mental health. This is actually going to be right in my wheelhouse. We are going to be talking about improving your marriage or improving your relationship. And this, while specifically about marriage and couples, can actually be applied to any type of relationship. So even though I may be talking about couples or marriages, that doesn't mean that this can't be used in your relationship with, you know, your son or your daughter or your friend or anything like that. So today I want to provide the most simple tip, most bare bones, and if we were to titrate something down to its simplest element, how do I improve my relationship? How do I improve my marriage? If there is one thing that I can do that will ensure that I can somehow become closer to my spouse, somehow make this relationship more successful or closer or just feel better, what can I do? What is the one thing that makes everything else better? What is the biggest multiplier, right? I don't know if you've gotten the theme of this yet. And after seeing hundreds of couples, actually, I was just running the numbers just a little before this. I say hundreds of couples, more like thousands of couples and thousands more of sessions that I've conducted here in my office or in the variety of offices I've had over the years. There is the biggest thing that I think you can use, the biggest tool, the most simple tool to help improve your relationship. All right, you ready for it? I feel like I've built this up enough. You have to make time for your relationship. You have to make time for your relationship. I'm going to say that one more time. You have to make time for your relationship. If you consider this, while we get busier in life, right? And in our society especially, we, for whatever reason, we hold busyness as some type of hallmark, like that's some type of trophy that we're trying to get or award we're trying to achieve, is being busy. It's just something that sometimes falls into us, and there's a lot of different reasons. I personally believe that a lot of us grow up in chaos or in chaotic environments, and so we just kind of get used to that, like, you know, for whatever reason, our entire life has to be chaotic if we were born into it. So we can become used to it, and our relationships become like that, and we become busy. And as we get older in our relationships and we have children or we have other responsibilities or careers that we're spending more time in or whatever it may be, we start to spend less time with our spouse, which is actually kind of ironic, right? Our spouse is supposed to be our person, right? The one that we go to, the one that we love, that we care about, the one that knows about us. And they're supposed to be our safe place in this world, the one that understands us, the one that we can go to. And I just want you to consider this, right? If you were to consider our spouse or our significant other like a home, and a literal home, a house, right? If we were to consider them like a house, and let's say that we were together for, we're together for like 15, 20, 20 years, right? So if I have a house for 20 years and I do not spend any time working on it, if I don't spend, if I just spend the time sitting in the house, just kind of living parallel to my house or living within the same distance, the proximity in my house, but not ever actually doing anything to it, not ever actually working on it, not actually ever spending time improving it, then after 15 or 20 years, I have basically the same house that I had 15, 20 years ago, right? It's the same thing with a relationship. So if my wife and I, we got married and 5 years later, our relationship is about the same as it was whenever we got married, or maybe even by that time, as with most couples, it's probably a little worse if we're not spending time working on it, right? If I don't know my wife any better in the 5 years, right? And I mean, like, actually know her, right? Not know all the things that she does that bugs me or anything. If I don't actually know her better, then my relationship's not actually moving in any type of direction, right? It's not actually getting better. So getting back to the tip, you have to make time for your relationship. Now, what do I mean by that, right? When I say you need to make time for your relationship, you need to make time to sit and talk with your spouse. Just spend time with them. That doesn't mean that you're sitting in front of the TV. It doesn't mean you're going to the movies. Doesn't mean that you guys have to do certain activities together or anything, although that can be something. You have to spend time with them. You have to invest in the relationship. You have to make time to talk about things, to talk about them, to talk about each other, to continue to grow in that relationship, to go on dates, to have fun together, to do more than just talk about your careers and to talk about your kids and the family and just the logistics of your life. You have to make time for your relationship, right? And I want to just make that clear. When I say make time for your relationship, doesn't mean that you guys are sitting down like, hey, let's talk about how, you know, picking up kids, let's talk about you know, what we're going to get from the grocery store. That is not the same thing. Spending actual quality time with them, however that may look for you, you know, even if it's, hey, we're just going to hang out on our back porch and we're just going to talk for like a half hour or so, just check in with each other. How was your day? What was your favorite part of it? Right? What was the most difficult part of your week? You know, just talking to each other. Maybe even like you guys did before. Maybe even like you guys did before things got really busy and hectic. Maybe while you guys were in the courting process. So spending time is really important. And a lot of us, since we're so busy, it just goes to the wayside. Like I said, other things become the priority, right? Kids become the priority. This is, as of whenever I'm actually doing this podcast, this is something I can definitely relate to, the strain in my own relationship, because our son is born, and as the, you know, at the time that I'm recording this podcast, he's creeping closer to 1.5 years old. And the amount of time that my wife and I get to spend together is gone down drastically, of course, because now we have an infant in home, right? And he's wonderful, and he takes up all kinds of time, and he's someone that we enjoy spending time with. He also takes a tremendous amount of energy and patience and, you know, all the above. And what that means is that her and I have less time. So you know what that means? We have to make time for each other. We have to get a sitter so that we can spend time together. We have to plan ahead. We have to be able to organize our lives around time that we have. My wife and I actually just had this conversation the other day, because I actually do more than one podcast. I have this podcast and I have another hobby podcast. And we were talking about, all right, well, is that other podcast, is that difficult on our relationship? And in some ways it is, right? The day that I record it is less time than her and I get to spend together. So we're talking about different ways of maybe us adjusting that so it doesn't really eat too much into our time, and maybe finding a way that it can take place at a different time or anything like that. Or the very real possibility, which we talked about and we hadn't reached that conclusion, that I have to stop doing that activity for the sake of the relationship. Now, some people might hear that and they might be like, oh my gosh, you have to give up something that you really enjoy doing for your relationship. But yes. My relationship with my wife is more important than most of the other things that I'm doing. Most of the other things I'm doing, especially for fun. But most of the things that I'm doing in my life, if I were to go back to you know, the vows that we took whenever we got married, then that's most certainly true. But if I'm going back to how I want my relationship to be, right? If I want my wife to be my best friend, if I want my wife to be my safe place, if I want my wife to be my person, the one that I go to, the one that loves me and cares about me, the one that's kind to me, and she is supportive of me, then I have to dedicate time to the relationship to create that. If I am not giving my wife the time of day, if I'm not making time to spend time with her, if I'm not making time to improve our relationship, how is the relationship ever going to be a safe place, right? Instead, my wife will breed resentment towards me for not spending any time, or she'll get awful messages that maybe I don't care about her, I'm not important, or she's not important to me, rather. And that would do, if anything, that would start to tear down our relationship, right? And this, by the time that, like I said, this is right in my wheelhouse because I work with so many couples. It's one of the things I specialize in. And I see it all the time with couples. I come in, things just got busy, and, you know, all of a sudden they're not spending as much time together, and we start to internalize that we are not as important to the other person, or we, you know, they don't love us as much, or maybe they're annoyed by us, or they're angry or upset with us because they're not spending as much time with us. There are so many different messages that we can get. So that is why you have to make time for your relationship. Your relationship, if you want the marriage of your dreams, if you want the marriage that you've seen in movies, or if you want the marriage that maybe even you got to witness with your parents or friends or whomever, that you're like, wow, they just have a knockout marriage. If you want that kind of marriage, you have to dedicate time to it, right? You can write it off as, oh, no, that's just not us, or we won't work like that. That's just an excuse. There's nothing more to say about that. That is an excuse. And that breeds a certain type of behavior that a lot of us end up developing, which is avoidance, right? If our relationship is not a safe place, then we start to avoid it. If we get into fights or arguments in our relationship, we start to avoid it. If our relationship is something that's a stressor, or it's something that makes us angry, or it's something that makes us uneasy or uncomfortable or walk on eggshells or whatever it may be, we start to avoid it. And what happens whenever you avoid maintenance and updating and, you know, building your house the way that you want? It gets old. It gets dilapidated. It has issues that start to occur. Same thing that happens in your relationship, right? Now, the cool thing about relationship, the cool thing about marriages and couples and everything and any type of relationship is that a lot of relationships are surprisingly resilient. So let's say you're listening to this now and you're like, wait a second, Craig, you don't get it. Like, we've had 25 years of this where things have been really tough and really painful. There's a lot of hurt on both sides. Yeah, I get that. That's probably really hard. It is really hard. I've seen it before. I've experienced it here in my sessions. And what that means is that you have to make time for your relationship. You have to make time to heal from the injuries and from the hurt. You have to make time to talk about the things that have happened in your relationship. You have to make time to make sure that you're not avoiding the things that you and your spouse dance around in the relationship. You have to make sure that you make time to enjoy each other's company. Make time to experience the love that you have one another. I can't tell you how many couples come in here and they want to jump right to the finish line, right? We've had 15, 20 years of difficulty in our relationship, you know, but in 2 months, we want everything to be better again. That's great if that works for you guys, but you have to dedicate time. You have to schedule out time. You have to spend time with one another, working on your relationship, being together in relationship, right? Sharing things, exploring things, being curious about one another. All those things that originally got you guys interested in one another, right? That's why I said the number one thing, you have to make time for your relationship. If you don't make time for your relationship, it will break down and you will have to spend more time repairing it. If you had 25 years of a painful relationship and things tough, it's not going to take 25 years to repair, but it's going to take a while to repair, because you guys will have to spend the time together to enjoy each other's company, to explore some of the things that have happened there, to be curious about each other, to reignite that love and that closeness that you guys had, and to make the relationship safe again, right? To make it safe again. You have to spend time with one another. And, you know, some people are listening to this and they're like, oh, Craig, that, like, we get into terrible fights and terrible arguments all the time. Okay, I get that. If you do not spend time together, you will never have any other experience of each other, right? If you don't dedicate time to trying to enjoy each other, trying to hang out, trying just to have a good evening with one another, even just a good hour, then the only experience that you're ever going to have with your spouse is that you argue and fight. If you don't ever have time, give time for another experience, then the only, you know, you're always going to be avoiding each other. And the only time that you guys are going to talk is for an argument or for a fight, because you guys have spent too much time avoiding spending time together. I can tell you right now, a guaranteed fight with my wife is, let's say, I can give you a really good example. So let's say that I'm working until 8:30 one night. A guaranteed fight with her is if I do not let her know ahead of time that I'm going to be working until 8:30 on a certain night of the week. She will feel like, she'll feel like I just kind of pulled the wool over her eyes, and that she's all of a sudden got to figure out what she's going to do for dinner. She's got to figure out, all right, I got to watch her son. Like, what are we going to do that night? You know, does that mess up plans that she had already had or anything like that? So if I pull something quick on her, if I maybe spring on her that, like, hey, I got to work till 8:30 tonight, you know, she's going to get upset with me. So I have to tell her ahead of time, right? If I don't give, you know, the same thing happens in your relationship. If you do not give time for you guys to talk things out and to work things out, and you wait till the last minute to try to, it's going to end in a fight, right? If I tell my wife 2 days ahead of time, hey, I'm going to be working until 8:30, on Wednesday or whatever, then she's going to be like, oh, okay. Like, she'll have time to prepare for it. If I wait till Wednesday night, we're going to fight about it, right? So being able to dedicate time to the relationship, to inform each other and to communicate, like, all of it goes into this. You have to make time for your relationship. Your relationship survival depends on it. You have to make time for each other. And whenever you make time for each other, you guys have to be talking to each other. You got to make eye contact with each other. You know, don't be on your phones or calling and talking to other people or watching TV together or anything like that. Like, you can do all those things, but if you're actually wanting to make time for the relationship, wanting to be closer to one another, it's not going to happen while you guys are watching NCIS. Right? It's not going to happen while you're watching whatever crime show or, you know, Wheel of Fortune or whatever you may watch, or game shows, or I guess, I don't know what's popular now, since Game of Thrones over. But it's not going to happen with any type of thing going on in the background. It's just you and them sitting down, talking, experiencing each other, right? And spending time in that relationship together. That is you guys repairing the house, updating it, making it safe, making it cozy again. The more and more time you spend together, the better and better it is. There's all kinds of reasons to, you know, spend time doing anything else, right? There's all kinds of reasons to want to be like, I want to spend all the time with my kid that I can. There's all kinds of reasons to, well, I want to get ahead of work. Or there's all kinds of reasons to, well, I got other projects and everything to work on. There's a million excuses that can go around. But at the end of the day, if you want the relationship of your dreams, if you want a great relationship, if you want to stop fighting in your relationship, you have to make time for it. And it'll benefit your kids, right? If you and your spouse are close to each other and you guys are feeling close, what better example to set for your kids on what a healthy relationship looks like, right? It's better than a fighting and a difficult home. So I know I've said it many, many, many times, all right? This is such a crucial thing. If you do not make time for each other, the relationship will fail. And a lot of times it gets to the place that it is whenever people come and see me because they haven't spent a lot of time together. And a lot of people end up getting better in their relationship seeing me because I can help them make the most of that time. Not only time they spend with me, but it makes it easier for them to spend time together outside of here. Right, so it becomes easier for them to make time for each other. And if they have a hard time making time for each other, they have time here in sessions. So you have to make time for each other. Make time for your significant other. Make time for your relationship. And this goes with anything in your life, right? If you want a friendship to be closer, you have to make time for that friendship. If you want a relationship with your child to be closer, you have to make time for that relationship. It's just like if you want to get ahead in your career, you got to make time for that. If you want to get ahead in your relationships and your life, you have to make time for them, spend time with them. All right, I feel like I've driven that home enough. Right, we said in one of our episodes on habits, and I think even our last one on memorization, that you have to hear something repeated many, many times in order for it to sink in. I think I've said it probably 20 or 30 times just in this short span of time. So I hope that this one thing that you guys can do, this one step in the right direction, you know, it does not have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be a half hour. It can just be 10 minutes. You know, it could be 5 minutes. It can be a minute. You just have to spend some time and then make it consistent. Try to spend as much time with each other as you can for this relationship to work. I know most people that are listening to this are in relationships with people, right? Because, you know, a lot of people aren't hermits, right? And I know that the majority of people listening to this are probably in some type of either romantic or significant other or marriage type relationship. And if you are in a relationship like that, then you needed to hear this. You need to know this, right? And you need to do something about it. So many of us are in relationships now, we're not giving them the amount of time that they deserve, and we're stretched thin. And if you feel you're one of those people that's listening to this and you feel like your relationship is stretched thin, you have to make time for it. And if that means that you have to take time out of doing other things, then so be it. You know, you can't watch as many TV shows, or, you know, you can't spend as much, you know, time doing a hobby that you enjoy, or you can't spend as much time, you know, doing extra projects at work, or you can't spend as much time, you know, doing 100 sports things for your kid, or whatever it may be. You have to focus on the time for these relationships, and that will make you feel much better. That'll make your relationship feel much better. That'll ease a lot of the stress and tension, because you have a safe place to come home to, a safe person to come to, and that makes all the world a difference. And it takes you in the right direction. It takes you towards what we've always been told relationships and marriages should look like. So I hope that you guys found this helpful with that simple tip. And we are going to be talking about this more. I'm actually going to be talking to a couple of other therapists that also do couples and relationship counseling as well. And we'll talk more about this, and we'll have more tips for you in the episodes ahead. So I look forward to talking to you guys about this then. Until then, if you are listening to this and let's say that you're suffering in your relationship, or you want some help in your relationship, you want to set aside some time, and or maybe you guys are like, hey, you know what, Craig, this is something that we just know that we can't do on our own, then, you know, go ahead and go to my website, lifecarecounselingstl.com. And you can always contact me from there, or you can give me a call at 636-278-0552. I'd love to be able to help you guys. And those sessions provide the time set aside to help improve your guys' relationship and give you guys time. And that also gives you the opportunity to work things out in here so that you guys can focus on enjoying the time that you have together. And some people are at that place, and you may also be listening to me and like, hey, well, we're not quite at that place yet, but you guys can benefit from spending time and making time in your relationship, making time for your relationship and making it a priority. So again, I hope you guys found this helpful, and I look forward to continuing this series for you guys a little bit later on. Thank you. thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. Music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.